Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, as part of Countdown to Site Village 15, I'd like to introduce Chris Rose, who is one of the marketing team at Guide Dog. So welcome, Chris.
Hello there, Michael.
Hi, would you like to tell us a little bit about your role and what you do?
Well, so I work in marketing at Guide Dogs for the Blind. We're based just in Reading, but we've got centres all over the UK. And what I do is talk to our existing customers and those people that use our services, looking at ways to improve them, and also looking at bringing in new people to come and use the services that's provided by Guide Dogs.
Right, and just in a nutshell, because Guide Dogs provide not just guide dogs, there are other services they provide as well. Would you like to just quickly go through those for us, give people a quick overview?
Yes, spot on. In fact, we're well known, obviously, for the Guide Dog service. There's just under 5,000 people currently using Guide Dog in the UK today. We work really closely with other guide dog stores around the world to share breeding tips and hints about training. And we're also looking at developing new services all the time. Now, the most recent one that we've developed, which has been running publicly now for a couple of years, is called My Guide, and it's our sighted guiding service. So if somebody doesn't want to be matched up with a dog and just wants to meet up with somebody locally a couple of days a week, just to get out of the house and go and do some chores or pop into the shops or whatever it might be, do a hobby, then the sighted guiding service will match you up with a person who's sighted, and they'll be matched along to kind of meet your needs. So that's a growing service, and we've got just under 1,000 people currently using that service on a regular basis. And then we're looking at developing new services all the time, like I say. So the team that I work in is the innovation team, and we're looking at where there's opportunities to do more, to get more blind and partially sighted people mobile.
Right, so quite a lot under the Guide Dog banner, really, isn't there nowadays? It's a lot different than it used to be maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah, and we're also doing a lot more. I mean, we used to be quite involved with research, and whilst we still do fund research into ophthalmology and into canine research, we're also getting involved in terms of well-being and checking to make sure that when you're diagnosed with sight loss, that you're getting support and advice and emotional support that you need to get you through your journey and back on the road to getting more confident and more independent again. So that could be working with your friends and family. It could be working with those that you work with, as well as eye health professionals. And then alongside all the research, doing a lot more in the area of campaigning. So it's actually lobbying government and decision makers and driving new policy. And a good example of that is where we've been working with local authorities and the government to try and ban parking on pavements, which is one of our current campaigns. And that forms part of Streets Ahead, which is trying to reduce the amount of street furniture. I mean, you must be aware, using your guide dog, Michael, is your dog's probably always getting around obstacles for you.
Mm. Yes, definitely.
But for somebody using a cane or for somebody who doesn't use any form of mobility aid, it can be really tricky getting out and along your normal high street. So we're working there with planners and with local authorities, like I said, to try and improve the ease of people getting in and around their towns and villages.
Right, so one of the reasons we're speaking today as well is obviously Sight Village in Birmingham, and obviously the Sight Village in London and Manchester later in the year. But you are one of the key sponsors. You're quite heavily involved in Sight Village. But you're offering or helping to offer like a newer service, what's not been available to visitors in the past?
We're really excited to be involved with Sight Village again, and we've been supporting QSC, who organised the event, for I'd say the past 6 years we've been attending. Birmingham is always the biggest in terms of number of people that come along, in terms of other exhibitors. And it's always been a really incredibly busy day for everybody that goes there from guide dogs. So this year we've decided to get a bit more involved. We're going to be going along to both the days as normal, But Andy from our demonstration team will actually be going there and talking to people about their mobility needs, and potentially working them with a dog, so you can have a bit of a test drive, if you like, of a guide dog yourself, and to kind of understand what it's like to be matched with one of our amazing dogs, and have a walk around the exhibition space. But Andy's also going to be running a couple of demonstrations in workshops. So if you want to come along and have a look at some of the other tools that we provide to get you more independent and mobile, then those will be running on both days of Sight Village this year in Birmingham. So we're really excited to be involved again, and we're just hoping that people come along and have a chat to us about ways that they can get involved, and also to join our new Friends of Guide Dogs community. Now, it's a community where people with sightless can talk to one another on the phone, in face-to-face groups in your local area, but also in our online community, which has been really popular so far. And we've had just over 4,000 people sign up to it. So it's getting really, really popular now. And we hope that we'll speak to more people about Friends of Guide Dogs and our campaigning work at Sight Village this year.
Okay, and I know people obviously coming into Birmingham, into New Street, there's quite a bit of a distance to the venue. Am I right in thinking you offer support there as well?
Definitely. Well, there's two options that we're providing people with support for this year. I mean, QAC have always been really good at providing sighted guides at the event. And they've also worked with other sight loss charities to provide sighted guides to other parts of the city centre. So what we're doing this year is Guide Dogs is going to be providing sighted guides at Birmingham New Street Station. They'll be meeting people as they arrive there, either by coach or bus or on the train. And then we'll be getting people to taxis. And then if people want to share taxis, then that's an option, to go up to New Bingley Hall, which is just a little jaunt out of the city centre. It's only 5 minutes or so by car. So we're just making sure that people are confidently and safely guided into the taxi, either with their dog or with anybody else that they're coming along with. And then we'll also be providing guides at the venue itself at New Bingley Hall. So it's a great way of meeting new people and to be confident that the person you'll be matched with is being trained to level 2 of our My Guide service, which means that they are fully checked and they're confident to be able to talk and describe everything around you and to get you around safely.
Sounds really good. And those people will be, for people with a little bit of sight, they'll be quite visual, I presume, at the station. And I presume they'll also be looking out for cane users and guide dog users at New Street and the coach park and everything to be able to, and offer assistance as well.
They will. So for anybody who has any useful sight still, they'll be dressed in very obvious My Guide t-shirts. So hopefully you should be able to spot them. But we'll be, like you say, Michael, we'll be looking out for people that arrive that look like they might need a bit of assistance. And if they've been coming and booked assistance through the Network Rail, then that we'll just literally meet them at the ticket barriers. So yeah, you can feel safe and confident to know that if you're arriving in New Street, that somebody who's trained to My Guide sighted guiding will be there to wait for you.
Not a problem. If people want to know more information about guide dogs, join Friends of Guide Dogs, what are the best ways of them getting in touch with you?
Well, you're very welcome to call me directly, or you can speak to one of your local teams, and I'll give you the number for that in just a minute. Or you can go onto our website, and the website has got so many resources and areas of information about how we can support you or how you can get involved with supporting guide dogs. So one of the ways there, like you say, is to find out more about Friends of Guide Dogs. Yeah, and you can also take a campaigning action there about our pavement parking or about silent vehicles or whatever it might be that takes your fancy. So our website address is www.guidedogs.org.uk. And that phone number, which will take you through to the team that is nearest to you that will support you, is 0845 372 7499.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. It's been great talking to you. Do pop along, either if you can make any of the site villages, do pop along and see the guide dog team. And if you do need any more advice or any help, don't hesitate to get online and give them a call on the number we've just given you. So thank you very much.
Thanks ever so much for having me, Michael. Really appreciate that.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.